This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is seeking to contain the Israel-Hamas war as fighting rages in Gaza and Israel strikes Lebanon. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
On an urgent mission aimed primarily at preventing the conflict from spreading into a regional war, Blinken says that Saudi Arabia, Jordan, Qatar, the United Arab Emirates, and Turkey will consider participating in post-conflict reconstruction and governance of Gaza, which has been decimated by 3 months of Israeli bombardment.
We agreed to work together and to coordinate our efforts to help Gaza stabilize and recover.
The UN Humanitarian Office says the intensifying offensive in central and southern Gaza has had devastating consequences, driving up civilian casualties, severely curtailing aid operations in the central region, and risking the closure of 3 major hospitals. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
There's 2 more journalists are killed covering the war in Gaza. The United Nations says it's alarmed by the historically high death toll with nearly 80 media workers killed. VOA's Jessica Jarid.
Dadi Sanhamza, an agent France press free Lancer Mustafa Tarer were returning from an assignment Sunday when an Israeli airstrike hit their vehicle. The Israeli military told Reuters that the IDF had identified and struck a terrorist, and it was aware of the reports that 2 other suspects in that vehicle were also hit. The 2 journalists killed Sunday are the latest to die in what watchdogs say is an unparalleled death toll for media in war. As of Monday, at least 79 journalists have been killed, nearly all Palestinians, says the Committee to Protect Journalists. The high rate over a short period alarmed the United Nations. A spokesperson Monday reiterated calls that journalists not be targeted. The International Criminal Court confirms to Reporters Without Borders that crimes against journalists are included in its investigation into the war. Jessica Jarit, VOA News.
This is VOA News. The White House will review Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's lack of disclosure on his hospital stay. Details from AP correspondent Julie Walker.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby told reporters aboard Air Force One the administration will see if procedures need to be changed.
We'll do what's akin to a hot wash.
Secretary Austin was hospitalized Monday, January 1st. President Biden found out Thursday. Kirby says there's an expectation cabinet members notify up the chain of command. Still, the administration stands by him.
No plans for anything other than for Secretary Austin to stay in the job.
Kirby says Austin resumed his duties from the hospital. The Pentagon has refused to offer details about his initial medical procedure on December 22nd and what brought him back. I'm Julie Walker.
A new migrant caravan of approximately 2,000 people headed toward the border with U.S. formed in southern Mexico Monday. VOA's Rick Pantaleo tells us more.
A couple of days after a 4,000-person caravan traveling through southern Mexico was broken up, a new convoy of 2,000 people has formed there. This is Honduran migrant Fidel Sanchez. We want to be given the opportunity to come to Mexico City and be able to buy a piece of land and live in Mexico City. The new group is mostly made up of people that have been on the move since Christmas Eve, who say the Mexican government's promises of transit visas last week never materialized. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva vowed Monday there will be no pardon for supporters of ex-president Jair Bolsonaro, who rioted in the capital a year ago as Brazil marked the anniversary of the attacks. VOA's Kim Lewis.
Speaking in the main entry hall of Congress in Brasilia, one of 3 buildings far-right rioters invaded that day, along with the presidential palace and Supreme Court next door, the veteran leftist said Brazil's democracy needed protecting. Lula says all those who financed, planned, and committed this coup attempt must be made examples of and punished, unquote. The riots were the culmination of months of tension in Brazil around the October 2022 elections, in which Lula narrowly beat Bolsonaro to return to office for a third term. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
Nigeria's president has suspended the country's Minister of Humanitarian Affairs and Poverty Alleviation over the use of a private bank account for ministry financial transactions in the government's social welfare program. The president's office says Nigeria's anti-corruption agency will investigate the entire framework of Nigeria's social investment programs. President Bola Tinubu was elected last year after promising to rid Africa's most populous country of chronic corruption and extreme poverty. I'm Tommy McNeil.